Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to episode 98 of McChesney Unchained, coming to you from the bar and studio down here at DNVR off of Colfax. Make sure you get down here and support all your local Mile High teams. It's the best place to watch, best place to drink some beers, best place to congregate with your buddies. It's a pretty badass environment, there's no doubt. So get on down to DNVR and check out everything they do down here to support all the Mile High clubs, from the Broncos to the Buffs to the Rams. I am your host, Matt McChesney. This is episode 98. We're two away from 100. It's pretty fortuitous that 100 lines up on the week of the Super Bowl, so I'm sure we're going to try and do something cool for the 100th show. And, you know, we'll keep you posting on all that. Today's episode is going to be to the point. I mean, there's not a whole lot to speculate about. There's just reaction from the weekend and prepping you for what is preparing to be an incredible divisional round. Before we get started, I want to tell everybody that the new 6-0 Football Academy, 6-0 Strength, is rolling. We officially move in February 1 and the sign goes up. But we're over there now at 10470 South Progress Way in Parker. And it's a fresh start, and we're damn excited about it over at 6-0. And we're trying to change as many lives as we can, with 21 kids going full ride and full opportunity this year already in December, and probably another 10 or 15 signing in February. So it's an exciting time to be part of the Dungeon family. And if you're a parent out there looking for an edge, check out 60strength.com or check out at 60 Academy on Twitter or Instagram. Happy Tuesday, episode 98 rolls. All right, so as always, big thanks to our friends at DraftKings. We'll be giving you our picks later. Make sure you use the promo code DNVR and check out the DraftKings app and download it on your phone if you're going to be doing any sports betting this weekend. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. The College Football National Championship was last night, and I said this last week, and I've never seen a team – I've seen teams go undefeated. Everybody has. I mean, 13-0 Alabama is – I mean, standard. That's what they do. Every single one of Nick Saban's recruiting classes has played for a national title. That is pretty damn impressive. But last night was different for the simple fact that they didn't play Kent State or Weber or some, you know, they played 11 straight conference games, won the SEC, beat Notre Dame, beat Ohio State. I mean, shit, man. If you don't think that's one of the best college football teams you've ever seen, at least offensively, you're crazy. And I don't know who's better, last year's LSU or this year's Alabama. I'd love for those teams to maybe be on the same plane 2 years ago when they played, but Alabama was rebuilding essentially with a 10-win team. Rebuild. 10-win team. Shit. Man, that would be the day, huh? Up in Boulder, we'll get there, baby, but I don't know if it's going to be as productive as Nick Saban in Alabama. You know, Saban said last night after he won the game that he's really happy about 6 rings, and, you know, he's like the Michael Jordan of college football now, but he's haunted about the 2 he lost, and that's why he's won 6. Never satisfied. And, you know, I agree with him, man. I'm of the mindset that the more you doubt me and the more you tell me I can't do something and the more you tell me that, you know, I'm a piece of shit and yada, 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 the more I'm going to throw it in your face and make you look like a goddamn fool. So, good for Alabama, good for Nick Saban, 13-0, maybe the best college football team I've ever seen. I mean, there's just professional football players all over the damn field. Maybe every single one of the offensive starters last year is getting drafted other than the white boy slot receiver. Yeah, he'll go undrafted and probably return punts. But it seems like their entire offense is draftable. Mac Jones looks like a damn good quarterback. I mean, making good decisions, but he's throwing to the most open people on earth, too. So I'm encouraged to see how he does in the NFL. Devontae Smith, for being as calm and collected as he is, sure does just exude swag. I mean, guy doesn't even wear a wristband, doesn't tape his wrist, nothing. I mean, his fingers probably feels pretty good today, not wearing a glove. I got bent back yesterday, but 12 receptions in the first half, 3 touchdowns, totally uncoverable. Hats off to Alabama and everything they overcame this year, playing the full schedule, 13 games, all SEC contests. I'm impressed. In the middle of COVID, that's some straight Nick Saban gangster shit. So hoist that trophy and enjoy it. And, you know, hopefully next year we have a full college football season. I'm super excited about the Buffs next year and their potential. Big thanks to Carl Durrell last week. And, of course, the great coach Dave Logan for coming on the show and talking shop. It was awesome. Carl said that everybody's coming back, and everyone is. Everybody except Tyson Summers. The DC was let go today up in Boulder, so I'll be interested to see who they bring in. I gotta tip my cap to the great Mike Hankowitz, who was my defensive coordinator in college my last year and literally changed my life. I had my best year my senior year with 60 tackles and 7 sacks and 13 TFLs, and it was directly because that guy allowed me to go play 3 technique the way you're supposed to play 3 technique and taught me all the tricks of the trade. So, you know, Coach Wilson staying at defensive line, wouldn't be surprised if he gets an interview as the defensive coordinator. He's been in that role at Mississippi State and was very good at it back in the day, so I'm sure Coach Durrell will give him that opportunity, and I'm eager to see who they hire as the defensive coordinator moving forward. That said, you know, I just want a full schedule next year. I want to get Texas A&M in Folsom. I want to get Minnesota in Folsom, Washington, you know, Oregon, SC. I want to get those sons of bitches in Folsom and play a full schedule and see how good this defense can be. When you have that kind of defensive personnel, you can't underachieve. And boy, did they miss a lot of assignments against Utah, and Texas just ran circles around the Buffs again, unfortunately. Got to hate those Longhorns, sons of bitches. All right, so let's get out of the college football mindset. The next thing coming up is the combine, pro days, things of that nature. If you're an athlete out there, make sure that you understand that your agent works for you. You don't work for your agent. And you better study the scheme and terminology in the National Football League. It's like a language, and it sure as fuck isn't off of a poster board on the sideline or some weird-ass, you know, hand signal. Everything's going to be communicated vocally. So some of you dummies out there that don't know what an overfront is, you may want to figure that out before you go to the NFL. Remember, it means not for long. Okay, let's get into this. The NFL playoffs on Super Wild Card win or a weekend was outstanding. I mean, the Buffalo Colt game was awesome. Josh Allen, I mean, shit, man. This kid can play just straight play. He's like a bigger, more athletic John Elway. And that sucks because he's going to be in Buffalo just rolling the East for the next 10, 12 years. Personally, I think Buffalo has the best shot to beat Kansas City, although Cleveland mopping Pittsburgh the way they did. And I know the game's closer in the score than it was on paper. They were up 28-0 at one point. You knew that game was fucked, as they say, when Pouncey snapped the ball over Big Ben's head. The last time I saw that in the playoffs was in Super Bowl 48. We all know how that went. So look, man, I think that Pittsburgh really needs to look hard in the mirror and re-identify their identity as being a smash-mouth football team. Throwing the ball 70 times in 4 picks is not going to work. Roethlisberger looks like he may want to retire. I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh picks a quarterback in the first round. Mason Rudolph ain't the guy. But Cleveland is the story here. Baker Mayfield said at the combine, if somebody's going to turn this around, it's going to be me. And the prophecy comes true. Chubb and Hunt went off. Jarvis Landry went off. Imagine what that team would look like right now with Odell Beckham, just another weapon. Look, to assume and just say that Kansas City's just going to roll Cleveland is asinine. Kansas City's starters haven't played going on 3 weeks. They lost to the Chargers at home, and nobody played. Chan Hitty was starting at quarterback. But still, there's going to be some natural rust, and Cleveland is playing as good and as physical and just controlling the time of possession and keeping the other offense off the field and making them play catch-up. Myles Garrett is rushing the hell out of the passer. They lost Olivier Vernon, but it doesn't seem to matter. Cleveland has every opportunity, and to be completely honest with you, I'm very eager to see what the numbers look like at the end of the week. The beginning of the week, I don't really take too much on the points and all that. I like to see how people bet. But I would not be surprised at all if Cleveland wins. And to be completely honest with you, I might take them. But you're going to have to check that out later in the week when I post on DNVR Unchained. And obviously, we'll be doing it all on DraftKings. Use the promo code DNVR to download that app. But I would not be surprised at all if the Turds walk into Kansas City and give them every single thing they can handle. And they could easily win the game. Cleveland's pretty damn good. if they can figure out a way to put some pressure on Mahomes and get a couple turnovers, anything could happen. I know Spano loves hearing that. Kansas City should win the game. I mean, let's be real. They have an opportunity to host the AFC title game 3 years in a row. That's big time. Buffalo and Baltimore is going to be an absolute dogfight. I mean, Baltimore walking into Tennessee, and yeah, what they did offensively was nice, okay? Lamar Jackson going for 140 and throwing for 180 and being smart. He had a bad pick earlier in the game, but seemed to get the rust off after that and really played his ass off, was very smart with the football. They great offensive scheme to keep the other team off the field. I mean, when Tennessee punted on the going in 40, on Baltimore's 40 going in a playoff game, I knew they were going to lose. I was yelling at the TV at that point. Derrick Henry goes for 40 yards in a playoff game. Last year, he absolutely destroyed the Ravens. So that's one of the best rivalries in football right now in the NFL, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's the opener next year. I would not be surprised at all if it's one of the two Monday night games or the Thursday night game to open the season. Those two teams don't like each other none too much. And look, Baltimore could have blueprinted how to slow down King Henry as well, who, you know, 2,000-yard season, back-to-back rushing champions. I don't see how you get better than that. He's already stamped his ticket to Canton. That's not the debate. It's, you know, longevity at this point. We'll see where he gets on the all-time list. And if he can, you know, turn that dominance into a ring, they're a playoff team, but, you know, they've haven't gotten to the big one yet. So we'll see how that goes. Baltimore finally gets a playoff win. Lamar Jackson gets that schneid off his back. And look, man, can they go to Buffalo and win? You're damn right they can go to Buffalo and win. Absolutely. That defense is playing out of their mind. They've got unbelievably good secondary players and Humphreys and Peters and Jimmy Smith. I mean, Jimmy Smith's their nickel, for God's sakes. He's a great player. I like Baltimore's chances. Again, I'm not going to do any bets until the end of the week, but you know, Buffalo played with fire last week with the Colts and got away with it. And I would say that Baltimore-Buffalo is going to be as close of a dogfight as you're going to get. In the NFC, the Rams going to Seattle and putting the clamps on Russell Wilson is, you know, it's what I thought was going to happen, and it did. I told everybody to take the Rams scoring a touchdown on defense. I did. I hope you did. Put some money in my pocket. I had another $7,000 weekend betting, so that's always good. Kids' tuition, little alimony money maybe. Huh? Never know. But, you know, it's you can either listen and take my advice, or you can not listen and look like a damn fool on Sunday when you lose your bet. But I knew they were going to score on defense. They always do, and they did. This is the absolute worst matchup imaginable for the Packers. Again, they're coming off of 2 weeks of rest, not three, but two. And, you know, Bakhtiari's out. My man Billy Turner's playing left tackle. He's going to do a good job out there. They went and signed Valdir today. So Valdir plays for the Colts 1 week in the playoffs, retires, and then gets to go play for the Packers. So good for him. But they have the recipe to beat the Packers. If they can figure out a way for Jared Goff not to shit on himself in Lambeau, and they can run the ball with Akers like they did last week and control the time of possession, and Cooper Kupp can play, and because he's their possession guy on their third down, just he's automatic on third down. If all that happens, and Donald and Fox and all these cats absolutely ball, they're gonna beat the shit out of the Packers at home, man, because the Packers struggle with smash-mouth football teams. Who are you going to get to block Aaron Donald? I know Corey Lindsey was first-team All-Pro, but shit. Aaron Donald, judging by what Aikman said the other day, is the best defensive player he's ever seen. So we'll see how that goes. The other games in the NFC, they were okay. The Tampa Bay-Washington game was terrible. The Tampa Bay-Washington game was actually pretty good. The other game was hard to watch, to be completely honest with you. New Orleans and... So the NFC playoffs weren't as exciting, in my opinion. Tampa played a bad Washington team. Henicke, the quarterback, played his balls off. Brady was awesome at 43 years old. He looks a lot different than George Blanda did at 43. That's what cigarettes and whiskey will give you rather than the TB12 diet. the New Orleans-Chicago game was almost unwatchable to a point. I mean, the rant today at the end of the show is going to be on the goddamn refs. Is there a way that I can take like the refs screwing the game up on FanDuel or DraftKings or any betting site? I'll go to a bookie to bet that because that shit's going to happen. But, you know, it was interesting to say the least. I think the NFC games this weekend with Tampa going to New Orleans and the Rams going to Green Bay is going to be excellent. The division round always good, and I think it's going to live up to its name and billing this weekend. Tampa going to New Orleans, you know, they got mopped by New Orleans twice this year, especially the second time at home. So you know that they are super motivated. Jensen and all those guys up front are going to really want to hammer the ball. Fournette stepped up last week for Ronald Jones. So I don't see Tom Brady losing three times in a row, but it is Drew Brees. So that's about as good a matchup as you're going to get. And then the number one defense in football against the MVP in Aaron Rodgers and the number one offense. So, man, I cannot wait to see all that. And let's be real here. If you're going to do any betting and, you know, any sports wagering this weekend, you've got to use our buddies down at DraftKings. DraftKings obviously sponsors McChesney Unchained. And while the holiday season may be over, the sports calendar is in full swing. From collegiate to professional sports, there's no shortage of action. And there's no better place to get all the action than DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried the DraftKings Sportsbook, what are you waiting for exactly? To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving away all new players the chance to bet on any of this week's professional football games. At 100-1 odds. I take that pretty quick. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend, and you'll win up to $100 as long as you win your bet. While we're all excited for football, let's not forget that the 2021 basketball season is also tipped off, and the app now allows you to check out all the DraftKings daily odds on the basketball games, college basketball, the NBA. It's awesome. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. I withdrew yesterday. It's already in my bank account this morning. Make sure you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR. That's DNVR when you sign up to get 100-1 odds for any football game this weekend, divisional weekend. The code is DNVR for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. You have a gambling problem? I got a winning problem. Call 1-800-522-4700. DNVR is the promo code for DraftKings Sportsbook. We don't have a guest this week on episode 98, McChesney Unchained. We'll let you know who's going to be on the show next week over Twitter and Instagram, so keep your ear to the ground on that one. Look, the Unchained rant this week is going to be pretty simple, and we've heard it in the past as well. And unfortunately, I think that the NFL referees, you know, those professional, you know, officials, they missed, what, 6-8 calls this weekend? They missed 2 in the same damn game. No one knows what a fumble is. They're debating a catch in the Washington game. Not everything needs to be reviewed. It's amazing that we can see the replay before they can, so you just know they're wrong before they even challenge the shit. They've got to figure this out in the National Football League, and really the Unchained rant is simply that, the refs. Look, the NFL referees are atrocious. They've been bad for a long time. 2 years ago, they kept the Saints out of the Super Bowl with a non-pass interference. It's one of the most egregious calls I've ever seen. In the Colt-Buffalo game, the receiver stands up. They knock the ball out. His knee's off the ground. It's not a fumble. I mean, it's every single circumstance, what you think is actually happening in front of you and what your eyes are telling you is real, the refs tell you isn't. And you're just supposed to just accept it. And in the college game, this targeting rule where if you tackle someone with your helmet, I would have gotten kicked out of every single game I ever played. Every one of them. For the simple fact that everything I did was illegal. It was legal then when you could actually play football and not this two-hand touch bullshit. But they shouldn't be kicking the kids out of the game for playing hard. The coaches are asking them to play hard. You can't avoid all contact. The guy's got a damn helmet on, for God's sakes. I mean, this is not two-hand touch. We're not going to turn this into soccer. Please, God, don't do it. But the refs, it seems like some of these crews want to be part of the action. It's like they have to throw their flag, And it, in order for them to get on TV too, so maybe they can, you know, some mom and dad or their, you know, wife, boyfriend, whoever it is, who gives a shit, they can say, oh, look, he's on TV. But the ref isn't supposed to be noticed. That's a fact. And if he is this much and this consistently, especially in the playoffs, there's a problem. So I don't know when the NFL is going to get their head out of their ass and take a deep breath on this one, but they really need to figure this out, man, because it's screwing with the integrity of the football game. In the Saint game, okay, I picked in the Saint game for Alvin Kamara, Murray, and the Saints defense to score. Well, Murray and Kamara both scored, and the Saints defense, that was a 100% fumble by David Montgomery. He caught the ball, turned around, got hit, the ball popped out, Malcolm Jenkins scooped and scored. Because the refs can't figure out what's a fumble and what's not, what's a catch and what's not, and it's so ambiguous, and they're trying to just keep the game close, in my opinion, they reversed the call on a blatant fumble return for a touchdown. And look, I know it burns my ass because it cost me about 10 freaking grand, but the integrity of the game is a problem. The bet I made, who gives a shit? The integrity of the game is the issue. And the refs are really screwing with the NFL and college football right now. And it's been going on for a very, very, very long time. So, again, this is, you know, almost pleading with Goodell and the referee union. Just get some full-time guys. Please train them correctly. Less is more. It's football. It's not friend ball. Not everything is holding. You know, it's amazing to me that 2 years ago holding calls were higher than they've ever been, and then they were like, oh, by the way, don't call holding as much. It's screwing up the flow of the game, and now they just don't call it. So, again, it's almost like you have to pick and choose which game you want to get involved with if you are a sports bettor based on the ref crew. Like, I have to figure out which crew is reffing the Green Bay LA Ram game, reffing the Baltimore Buffalo game, reffing Tampa New Orleans, reffing Cleveland at Kansas City before I can make an educated bet. And that's absolutely insane. That's insane. The fact that I have to figure out which crew is going to ref the game so I can make an educated decision on how I want to invest money on DraftKings and win on the weekend is absolutely nuts. There should be a ton of consistency, and there's just not. So I'd like to think that they're going to get over this, but, man, I don't see how. It's not going to happen now. It's not going to happen this weekend. I guarantee everyone, guaranteed, either this weekend or next weekend, there's going to be one call or two in these games that is a directly wrong call that is atrociously bad and costs the other team the game. And I don't know why, and I wish I could put money on that. So maybe I need to go find a damn bookie like the old school. Is there any mafia bookies in Denver still? I don't think so. So I guess I'll just have to see one day if they'll give me the odds on whether or not the refs are going to fuck it up. So I guess we'll see. Next week, episode 99, we'll try and find a quality guest for you to bring on the show and talk some shop. I am Matt McChesney. This is McChesney Unchained at DNVR. .com. Make sure the DNVR.com. Make sure you check it out on social media at DNVR_sports. And make sure you check out the Twitter page at 60 Academy and also the same name on Instagram at 60 Academy and follow the show at DNVR Unchained. Thank you to Adam and Allie and Brandon and everybody for putting up with my bullshit over here. And enjoy episode 98, folks. And I hope you make some money this weekend. Remember, the promo code for DraftKings is DNVR. Thanks, folks. Have a good day.